from their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. That's obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. To reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Here's the thing. Information is power. Information is money. Literally, the currency of today's world of entrepreneurship is information. And if you could bring all of the information about your business into one dashboard, this is incredibly valuable. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of the truth about your business. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. This is so valuable. You just hit a button and you can see all the information about your business instead of having to like call five different departments and get all these emails and put it all together and make sense of it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/James. 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 I've done over 1,500 podcasts over, it's been, I guess, gosh, 10 years now. And what's great about podcasting is you get to just call up all these people you're either amazed by, or maybe they did something currently that you really want to ask more questions about, or they're your heroes from childhood or some icon of your personal history that, and you just get this chance to call them and say, hey, can I talk to you and ask you any question I want? Like, for instance, you know, a few weeks ago, David Rubenstein, the head of the Carlyle Group, came on, and I was able to just ask every question I had about the economy, and he was able to answer. As you know, I've been so fascinated by chess, and even back in the 80s, Garry Kasparov was my hero, and he's been on my podcast four or five times. Like, what a gift it is to me, and I hope it is a gift to the listeners to listen in while I ask these questions to my heroes. So a few years ago, I had on, right before COVID actually, it was in my apartment we did this podcast, and there was a kind of a big crowd, and we set up chairs and people were really listening. Suzanne Somers, first off, she was really famous as being a famous actress from my childhood on a show called Three's Company. Since then, she's been so involved in the health industry and the exercise industry. Tragically, you know, she passed away. As I'm recording this, she passed away yesterday, and she had a long battle, 23 years with breast cancer. She was 76 years old. And I remember thinking during the podcast, boy, this is a woman who lives life to the fullest. She's had her ups, she's had her downs, but she, every day, it felt like she squeezed the most out of life. You know, she's in her 70s, her husband's in the 80s, she pointed him out and she was talking about how like they have sex twice a day or whatever. Like, I hope I am so fortunate at the age of 76 to be doing that. And with all the, again, all the ups and downs, particularly as you age. And anyway, it was a meaningful podcast to me, meaningful in the sense that I still 4 years later or 3 years later, remember it and apply the things I learned from that podcast in my life. I don't always do that, but in this case with Suzanne Summers, I did. And again, she was such an icon from my childhood. It was such a pleasure to talk to her. She and my wife got along. She stuck around afterwards and we were all just joking around. And it was a funny podcast as well. A lot of reaction from the audience, but it's evergreen, meaning it's just as good now as the day we recorded it. And if you didn't listen to it before, or even if you listened to it before, it's worth listening to again. Here it is. And again, rest in peace, Suzanne Summers.
This isn't your average business podcast, and he's not your average host. This is the James Altucher Show.
Maybe they influence each other. He's very, very...
I really like your hair.
Thank you. I really like yours.
Thank you.
I've liked yours since Three's Company.
That's funny.
So I've got Suzanne Summers here from... I knew you originally, of course, from Three's Company. And then since then, you've done many more, much more important things, including 20... I didn't know you were the author of 27 books.
Yeah.
So you've written more books than me. So you're the first person I met who's done that. And also...
I'm older than you are.
Okay, I'm going to catch up. But maybe I'll catch up or maybe not, because your latest book, which we're going to talk about now, is called A New Way to Age, The Most Cutting-Edge Advances in Anti-Aging. And people will probably say, well, why did Suzanne Summers wrote that? And I'll answer, and then you can answer, which is you've written a ton of books on health and medicine and holistic medicine and so on. And in this book, you interview, I don't know how many doctors, but like, was it 20 doctors, a dozen doctors? You've interviewed
probably
a whole bunch of doctors.
Actually didn't count, but a lot.
I didn't count either.
Yeah.
I should have counted.
Yeah.
And, but they were all fascinating. And you're really, you know, and by the way, also I have Dr. Mitchell. Gene Mitchell here. People, listeners might remember him from the Dr. Gundry Plant Paradox podcast, but Dean, welcome back.
Thanks. I want to be your wingman today because, you know, it's a lot of fun being here with you. And of course, Suzanne Summers, who I have a lot of admiration for.
Well, Thank you so much.
He was telling me, Suzanne, how much he liked your book, Toxic and Knockout. And so many of your books have been so interesting. And your interview style with the doctors you interview, you're really getting the maximum amount of knowledge from them. And it was so fascinating. You talk about everything from, I don't know, oxytocin to telomeres to CBD to vitamin B. I just want to quote one thing.
Look at you, you're dog-eared and everything.
Yeah, no, this is, I learned a lot and I had a lot of questions. But the main thing is, I think the subtitle of your book should have been, and this is from page, I believe it was 192, I don't have it written down. But this quote, I think your subtitle should have been, infrared sauna makes for better erections. I think that should have been the subtitle of the book. And we'll maybe get to that. Maybe not. We'll see.
That's another book.
Right. That's the next book. But there's a lot of stuff. You're
that's
all
funny.
Over here, from stem cell therapy to testosterone to supplements. So I almost don't know where to begin because there's so much knowledge. What do you do? What do you think is, out of all the people you spoke to, what do you think is the most important ingredients for anti-aging? And by the way, Dr. Mitchell's here to help me just in case I'm an idiot, which I am. I don't know anything. So I'll ask the questions I'm curious about and then he'll fill in some facts for me and for you and for the listeners.
Try.
So roll back. What was the question?
What do you do for anti-aging? You're obsessed with it. You do it. You ask these doctors because you're interested and aging is, it seems like you think and I would agree that aging almost should be thought of as a disease rather than a natural thing that happens in our lives. And it's a disease that should be studied or a condition that should be studied and potentially cured. And so that's the focus of your interviews, it seems.
In a way, it is curable. When you look at the present paradigm of aging, it's something none of us want. It's decrepit. It's frail. It's one of the big three, Alzheimer's, heart disease, cancer, and then the eventual end point at the nursing home. And nobody ever thinks that will happen to them. Nobody in a nursing home ever thought they'd end up in a nursing home. What are any of us doing differently than those people? So you have to start thinking about it now, and the earlier the better, to make better choices, because the people in nursing homes today just thought they were doing everything right. They believed that processed food was okay. They believed the allopathic approach to health was okay. And I know that most people are most comfortable with allopathic medicine.
What do you mean by allopathic?
Allopathic is, doctor, here's my problem, and the doctor says, here's the drug for the problem. And that's what feels safe, and that's what we all grew up on, and then we went to the doctor and they wrote a prescription, and you almost didn't feel like you got your money's worth if you didn't walk out with a prescription. And so that I get, and I'm not trying to tell people not to go that way, but if you're like me and you'd rather go natural first and then only resort to Western medicine if absolutely necessary, then this is the book for you. So the way I approach my health, and the greatest thing that ever happened to me was getting cancer 20 years ago.
It's an unusual thing to say that that's the greatest thing.
It is an unusual thing, but, and it wasn't at the moment when you hear those three words, but I remember being presented with standard of care. And I remember saying, I can't. The idea of filling my body with chemical poisoning to cure me, I don't get it. And I said, will it cure me? Well, it won't cure you, but it might give you a better chance. Is that, I'd hate to sell that product. You know, here's 18 weeks of chemo, you'll lose your hair and you have a better chance of living, but not, it's not a cure.
Yeah, like, well, I'm always curious, and I actually asked this question of my friends. If you have cancer, would you do the chemo? Because it's not so clear what the chances of success are. In many cases, I've seen people die from the chemo. And
a lot of cases.
Yeah, and it doesn't look very pleasant way to die either.
It's very torturous, yeah.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I mean, well, I know what you did, so tell me your story.
I've turned it down several times. I've had a lot of cancer, and I beat it every time, doing it my way, through diet, through detoxification, through pancreatic enzymes. I had cancer three times in my 20s. People don't know this, actually.
Yeah, I don't know that, actually. Yeah. What did you, what kind of cancer?
Severe hyperplasia in my uterus three times in my 20s. In my 30s, I had malignant melanoma on my back. In my 40s, I had cancer in my uterus and had it removed. In my 50s, I had breast cancer, a tumor. In my 60s, I had ductal carcinoma in situ.
So cancer just likes you.
Yeah.
Like, it's all over.
But I'm not afraid of it.
I meant to interrupt one thing. She's a warrior. I mean, when you battle all these things, that's what I tell my patients. Like, sometimes when they're like, oh my God, this happened to me. I had this cancer, this is too. And they battled through it and they've actually overcome it. I said to them, you're a warrior. You deserve that medal. So don't feel like you're, you know, defective in some ways.
Well, I actually am, this is selfish to say, but I'm nervous that I haven't had anything, because I think the one time I get something, I'm just going to completely collapse and that's it. That's going to be my final.
Yeah, but
final.
You have great hair.
Yeah, well, at least I have that. So in the grave, I'll have an open casket.
God's very sneaky. He never gets you what you think's going to get you. It's always something else.
I think
good hair cancer.
I mean, this book, to limit it to cancer, would be doing it a disservice, but we're in that arena. But I think the oncologists are doing their best. They're giving us their best. But that's what they're taught. And I am in a place in my life of, can we be more creative? Maybe it's not that complex. Maybe cancer wants to be fed right and detoxed. A guy that I interviewed for three of my books, you may know him, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez.
Yes.
Who I believe was murdered 4 years ago. He was just about to publish a 126 case studies of stage 4 cancer, including pancreatic, of his patients who had been alive on his protocol 10 years or longer. I used his protocol for my for ductal carcinoma in situ. What is it? It's coffee enemas and pancreatic enzymes.
Oh, we were just talking about
this. This is from Nick Gonzalez. I knew his work. Yeah. I knew, and I had patients that we shared, you know, that swore by what he did. It was difficult, you know, but people who had...
I think chemotherapy is harder.
Yes.
Yeah. What's a coffee enema?
Okay, so let's start with why pancreatic enzymes. The pancreatic enzymes that he gives you are porcine. Pigs' enzymes are closest to human. So when you take enzymes with meals, it just digests your food. But you take it away from meals an hour before and after.
Like in a supplement form?
Yeah, in supplements. And a good deal. If you have cancer, probably 14 to 16 every 5 hours. And so it's a commitment. You got to believe it.
Can you buy those in the store or what's...
You buy them from his pharmacy where he never took a piece. He said, I don't want to make money off my patients. I said, it's okay. Anyway, enzymes eat debris. Cancer is debris. Chemicals are debris. Toxins are debris. So the enzymes go in there and eat up the debris. Hopefully it's eating your cancer. And then, for lack of a more delicate way to describe it, those little, they're little animals, the enzymes, they poop out the debris, okay, into your bloodstream. And then the coffee enema detoxes the liver and flushes it out. So you're eating it up and flushing it out and eating it up and flushing it out.
How does it know, how does it recognize that the cancer cells are debris? Because isn't part of the idea is that cancer cells fool a lot of other medicines, you know, so that the medicines can't recognize the bad from the good?
Perhaps they're smarter, but if there's no food that they're digesting, they just take what's available. You know, they just want whatever is available. And so when I went to Dr. Gonzalez's funeral, and I talked to him 3 hours before he died, mm-hmm. and he was fine. This is a God-loving man, country-loving man, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, eats organic food. He had recently had a checkup. He's perfect healthy. You know, he took perfect health.
How did he die?
His heart exploded.
Yeah, they said he had a heart attack, I thought, right?
So when I was at the funeral, the wife said to me, the widow, that he had gotten a phone call 2 months earlier from an anonymous caller saying, you're going to be murdered. You won't know where it's coming from. And it's going to look like a heart attack. And then she also said to me that Nick should talk to Mike Baker. So the widow said to me, do you know Mike Baker? And I said, I don't know him, but I know who he is. He used to be with the CIA, and now he runs a security system called Diligence, Inc. So I called Mike Baker, and I said, do you know Dr. Nick Gonzalez? No. Do you know you're mentioned in this anonymous call? No. I said, so you're with the CIA. Does the CIA have a way to induce a heart attack in somebody? And he paused, and he goes, yeah, we have a heart attack gun. If I walk down the street and I just bang into you, he said, you won't see it, you won't feel it, but 5 hours later, your heart will explode.
So obviously I want to get to the material on the book, but I also want to hear, why would the CIA be interested in this guy?
Not the CIA, someone who got a hold of the technology that the CIA uses, because what would the CIA care for? You can't have a little guy in New York coming up with a cure to cancer, which is a $200 billion a year business. Connect the dots. So when I went to his funeral, and it was upstate New York, one of those little churches that looked like George Washington went to church there. You know what they look like. It was packed with his patients. There wasn't one person there who looked ill. Not one gaunt face. Not one, you know, the eyes sunk. Not one gray complexion. Not one cane. Not one wheelchair. Everybody had vitality and juice. I always talk about energy and vitality as juice. And then the reception after were all the stories of 26 years ago, I was told to get my things in order and I've been doing Gonzalez all these years. He never said I have a cure, but all his patients that I interviewed for my book said, you know, that they were cured.
So can I ask, like, let's say it was a different kind of cancer, like lung cancer.
Doesn't matter.
So the same enzymes?
Doesn't matter.
The pancreatic
doesn't
enzymes?
Matter. Doesn't matter if it's whole body, one organ, breast, prostate, doesn't matter.
I have to say, Airbnb has changed my life. I just love staying in Airbnbs. Like in about a month, I'm going to Cocoa Beach, which is right next to Cape Canaveral. I'm going to watch some rocket launches. I'm going to, of course, be staying in a very nice Airbnb on the beach. And it's just such a great experience. Like the whole world is available to us now because of Airbnb. But whenever I'm at an Airbnb, I always realize, you know, the home that I left to come to this Airbnb, I could be making money on that right now by hosting and being an Airbnb myself. So, and I've known
people. I had a friend who basically, you know, made a living from turning his home into an Airbnb. So if you have a home, but you're not always at home, you do have an Airbnb there. And it's an it can easily fit into your lifestyle, and it's a great way to earn some money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The famous Abraham Lincoln quote says, "Good things come to those who wait." I wonder, did he really say that? Jay, did he really say that? Can you look that up? Regardless of who said it, that's only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. And listen, I've interviewed 1,500 people now and a lot of entrepreneurs. I can safely say the one thing consistent among all entrepreneurs and CEOs, the successful ones, is that it's all about the people you surround yourself. If you hire well, you're going to have a great business. And, you know, thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring, so you find qualified candidates fast. This is so important, and I want you to try it. You could try it as a potential employer or employee. You could try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/James. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I will tell you that I signed up on ZipRecruiter as a potential employee. You know, I just wanted to see how it works. And right away, it started matching me with really amazing potential employers. So give it a try at ZipRecruiter.com/James. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/James to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/James. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
How come like someone like Steve Jobs, and I'm not being skeptical, yeah. I'm just curious because yeah. Obviously now this is going to be the thing I do. You're the last person I speak to about it, and that's the thing I do. So how come Steve Jobs or somebody like that who did try holistic approaches, he ended up going back to, you know, the whole whippersnapper thing?
Didn't believe. Maybe it wasn't the right approach. Mm. Belief is a huge thing. Belief is powerful. Mm. And all these people at Nick Gonzalez's funeral had a total belief in him. I have a total belief in him. So I'm more apt to be able to tackle cancer in me than someone who doesn't believe. I think belief is that powerful. So the book is not about cancer, but it's about other ways. Because I know most people are most comfortable going allopathic, like I said. You know, here's the problem, doctor. Here's the drug for the problem. I prefer first to try natural any way I can. And then if absolutely necessary, I go allopathic or Western. And I've been using, so when I had cancer, that's, I just didn't want it. When I was presented with it, I have to say that took some courage because I had to watch Dan Rather on CBS say, "She risking her life." I was on the cover of People magazine. "Is she risking her life?" Larry King with Andrew Weil, "Is she risking her life?" And I'm hearing from everybody. Everybody's looking at me with that. "What are you, crazy? What are you doing?" Is it any crazier to change the way you eat and eat, take food seriously? Food is fuel. Imagine this is a Maserati, putting the most powerful food in this great machine that we have. So I ate only, and I do eat only organic food. If you can pick it, pluck it, milk it, or shoot it, you can eat it. And if it's organic, food, thoughts, sleep. I know it sounds too simple, but maybe that's what I said a little while ago. Maybe they're making it more complicated than it is.
No, I mean, and we were just talking about this too, that I've had over 500 episodes of this podcast. Many of them have been with health practitioners. And the one, everybody could argue about every single diet.
Right.
But the one or two things they agree on is low sugar, low processed food, good sleep, mm-hmm. and some exercise.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But James, you know what I really, Suzanne's been a little bit too humble in this situation, because I've been in practice 30 years. And I remember even as a young doctor 25 years ago too, when she was coming out with her books and doing her things. And today, a lot of these things are commonplace now. And people, well, I mean, so many of my patients, they're so interested in eating healthy. You know, the things that she brought out 25, 30 years ago were bold. And especially to come out from a non-medical professional, even more bold. And I think what she was sort of even tying into, and you're up against the pharmaceutical industry. They would much more prefer to have a drug where you have to pay $1,000 a month to get injected than to eat more natural foods or do certain things. So, you know, I think what she did, and she's being a little bit humble about it, it was tremendous. And especially in the time when she did it. And now I think she deserves the credit of being, you know, like a senior, as we would call it, a senior holistic professional.
I don't think she wants to be called senior.
Well, not senior.
I know,
but
okay.
We know a senior in authority.
Yeah.
In authority.
Yeah. It didn't help that I was playing the dumbest woman in
that
America.
That was the hard part, yeah. Right? That's right.
I was such a transition
to make.
To
I mean, if you were a medical reporter, that's right. But you were a sex symbol.
Right.
You were a TV star.
Right.
But at the same time also, you used it appropriately because, you know, again, you got that attention.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think you did it all these years. And I've read your work with a certain kind of reverence too, realizing, you know, you have a big responsibility. You can't give people false hope and you can't do things that would undermine their relationship with their doctor, which is sometimes all these people have.
Or the doctors that I interview.
Yes.
I think take them very seriously.
I think that's key, is that you sort of balance, you know, your background with the fact that you're bringing in the authority of all these doctors who you've worked with, and you're interviewing them, asking them great questions. So they're kind of downloading this information to you. Then you're writing about it in this book, and you talk to so many amazing people. It's clear they're knowledgeable in every aspect. So now, what do you do for aging? Like, now you're keeping your health, you're keeping your juice, you're very energetic. And, you know, you talk about everything from, you know, DHEA supplements to telomere lengthening and all these things. What do you do?
Well, you know, this year I turned 73, and I thought, no, what's interesting about 73 is I always thought when I was 73, I'd be old. And chronologically, I'm old. But I'm not old. You're sitting here with me. I'm not old. I'm not an old lady. And so what's the difference? I have embraced my age. I'm not all pilled up, so that I have my acquired wisdom, so I can perform I'm a matriarch, and that sounds like some old-fashioned thing, but wisdom is the one thing that no young person can buy or have. And I just was interviewed by two young women. They're in their 30s. And I said, you're the hope, because you're not stuck in a thought process, because they were both going, I'd rather go natural. I go, so take that and don't go to the doctor like a child. Go to the doctor informed. You're the contractor. And doctors are professionals that we hire to take care of different parts of our body. But you can't hire the right subcontractors if you don't know your job, and your job is the contractor. You have to listen to the language of the body. Like when you are in hormonal decline, it's such a language. It took me 3 years to hear it, because nobody ever mentioned menopause to me, and it was a secret. And when I was a kid, you used to say in whispered voices, my mother's going through the change, I hear. Remember the change?
Yeah.
It was so shameful, that this natural thing that happened. It's very clear to me that we're here for one reason only, and that's perpetuation of the species. And so everything's working great. Everything's great while we're completely reproductive. So around 40, 45, earlier now because of stress and toxicity, which blunts hormone production, the brain goes, whoa, this person's got lousy eggs. This person's got imbalanced hormones. This person can't make another baby. I got to get rid of this person. I'm giving my brain a personality. Well, I got to get rid
of... That was a good impersonation of the brain.
I got to get rid of this person. Well, if you notice, we get our cancers at the end of our reproductive years. That's when I got mine, because the brain wants me out of here. Make room for the new young reproductive ones, because it's perpetuation of the species. So now we got this dilemma, because we've figured out how to extend life. We're living longer. We're going to live to 80, 90, and 100 now. I fully plan to live into my hundreds, but with no quality of life. And so what I started writing about, and I appreciate your compliments. I started writing about quality of life. If I'm going to be alive, I want to be alive while I'm alive. What's alive? I want to have a sex drive. I want to have nice, shiny hair. I don't want to have unexplained weight gain. I don't want to have insomnia. I don't want to have night sweats. I don't want to have hot flashes. I don't want to be forgetful. And so how do I rectify all of that? Lab work, urine testing is the best, much better than saliva or blood testing to be accurate with determining your hormone levels.
But and to be clear, you list exactly
all of it.
What blood work, what urine testing and so on, what to check for and everything in the back of your book.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you're not going to read this book and go, well, I'd like it, but I don't know where to get it. The book will tell you everything. The back of the book is as important as any other part of the book in this. And so you are able to test to determine your deficiencies. And then when that number comes back, you have a qualified doctor like Dr. Mitchell and other doctors that are in this book who understand you need some of this and you need some of that. We women drain out of progesterone as a general rule first. Who cares? Well, estrogen is carcinogenic. Progesterone is anti-carcinogenic. So nature devised us so that we make estrogen every day of the month. And then 15 days of the month, we make progesterone. So just when our estrogen reaches a peak, which happens to coincide with the full moon, by the way. On the 12th day of every month, we women make the most estrogen we're going to make all month. What's interesting about that in paleo times, when there was no light, we could make love by the light of the moon. And guess what? On the 12th day, the light of the moon, we are horniest and most fertile. And this is perpetuation of the species. And then the next day, the estrogen drops and the progesterone comes in and nature had it all figured out. Okay, you're horny as hell today. We're going to make a baby. If you did or didn't, that's good. But today the progesterone comes in and saves the day. So now you're not going to get cancer. And we'll start this whole thing over again for next month. And that's how it worked. And so that's how I take my hormones. I take my hormones in a cycle. My estrogen, first 3 days, the lowest amount. The next 3 days, it rises in increments. And by the 12th day, I make the most estrogen because I'm rubbing it in that I make all month. And I'm very horny on the 12th day. Don't come around on the full moon. You can think of me every time there's a full moon.
You sound good morning, America, right? Yeah. That you have sex twice a day. So congratulations. Alan, congratulations over there. So
when you see a full moon, you can say, Suzanne's really horny tonight. And then tomorrow, the progesterone comes in. But isn't it nice?
I'm never looking at a full moon the same way again.
I hope not. Isn't it nice to understand this, that we cycle? We cycle to the lunar calendar.
But let me ask you this. So you say you rub progesterone in. This is what I traditional doctors, because I've asked them about supplements and hormones and all this kind of stuff. They say everything from supplements just absolutely don't work because it'll never get in the bloodstream. Or they'll say things like, let's say testosterone replacement doesn't work because then your body will think it no longer needs to produce testosterone. So you'll quickly, take a dive on your body producing testosterone naturally. Like what's the story as far as you
know? Well, with all due respect, they're wrong.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You know, for instance, you men with your testosterone, and this is backed up by Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler in this book. He's on the faculty at Harvard. He's their chief urologist. he called me. Now it's been about 4 years. He said, I got something I think will interest you. I said, what? He goes, I just completed a small but very significant study. Men came into my office. It didn't matter how high their PSA was. It didn't matter if they had cancer or what stage cancer they had. He said, in every single case, when I gave them testosterone as the antidote, their prostates returned to normal size and the PSA went down. And the way he described it to me, and I'm not a doctor, that your prostate, I love talking about, here's your prostate. And it's like a woman's
breast.
Like,
you're like femsplaining to two men.
It's just easier. Yeah, this is all about you guys. Yeah. So here's your prostate. And it's like a woman's breast. And you have ducts in your prostate. And in those ducts is where testosterone makes food for the sperm. So when you're young and you're making a full complement of testosterone, guess what? Your prostate's nice and tight and small. But as you age and you start declining in testosterone production, your prostate enlarges, looking for its most essential building block, which is testosterone. But usually by the time it gets to here, in today's medicine with doctors, with all due respect, who don't understand, they rip that prostate out. And now the guy is no longer the guy he was. And now he's on an expensive Lupron shot, which I think is $3,000 a shot, where, as Dr. Morgenthaler in this book is saying, testosterone is the antidote. He has a beautiful story about a 90-year-old guy who came in and wanted testosterone for this. And so wouldn't you rather try that first before you had your prostate ripped out and see if this worked? And so my whole thing with natural—
But should you wait until things are at that level, or should you start earlier?
No. Understand that testosterone is your friend. You know, my husband is 10 years older than I am. He doesn't absorb testosterone cream, so we give him a shot every Tuesday. He's got a little bit of, not much, just a little bit of fat right up above his hip here, and I, you know, hold it together and stick the shot in. And what I like about— well, first of all, don't call us on Wednesday. But what I like
or
about
the 12th day. Yeah, so many restrictions with
or
you.
The full moon. Yeah, right. I got a lot of parameters, but he works out with weights, and because he's on testosterone, he's buff. He's like solid. He's 83, and it's like he's built. I he's my act. I put him on Facebook Live. I do 2 Facebook Live shows a week. And I was selling our organic sea salt sugar scrub. And so I laid him on the massage table in his camouflage underpants, which looked really good on him. And I was massaging his back to exfoliate. But really what the women were noticing and saying is, wow, he's in good shape. And wow, his skin looks so smooth. And wow, he's very muscular. This is an 83-year-old guy who doesn't take drugs unless absolutely necessary, who juices up on testosterone exactly in his exact deficiencies according to lab work once a week. He takes DHEA.
And just supplements.
Supplements.
DHA. And that works. It gets absorbed into the—
yeah. He takes cortisol, hydrocortisone, in capsule form. He takes thyroid, 1.5 grains every day. This is all from lab
HGH.
Work. Then HGH, I interviewed Dr. Terry Hertog in this book. He's from Belgium. He's an interesting endocrinologist over there. And he's the reason that thyroid is legal in Europe, and because it was illegal, natural thyroid. You could buy the drug thyroid, but you couldn't buy the natural. So he suggests in this book 2 things that I thought were very interested. Targeted peptide treatment. Like, what part of your body do you want, like, juice up in your body? What's not working at optimum? Each section of your body has peptides that are specific to
it. Your brain?
Yeah, even the brain. And also sex. There's a peptide shot for sex called PT, as in peptide, 141. That works on the brain, the part of the brain that stimulate sexual signals. I can't take it very much because I'm on full hormone replacement. So when I take it maybe once a month, it's almost too much for me. But how about for a female who is having trouble having any sexual feelings at all? How nice to be able to rev start that. But back to Alan and his muscles. Testosterone, it feeds his brain, feeds his muscles, smooths out his skin, gives him vitality, energy, and the rest of the hormones he takes. And for me, I'm like, I don't make any hormones. At 73, I don't make any. That's why 73 is usually old. I take estrogen every day of the month, progesterone 15 days of the month, thyroid every day of the month, human growth hormone every day of the month, cortisol replacement, did I say DHEA?
Do you take NAD plus boosters?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about NAD. I think NAD, you were saying, Dr. Richard Sinclair. No, it was...
No, David Sinclair. David Sinclair at Harvard, yeah.
Who said that NAD is the closest thing we've found to the fountain of youth.
And immortality molecule, he likes to call it.
Yeah,
it is. I take it in capsule form every morning and every night. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend right now who's on the verge of dying. I won't say his name. He's a famous rock and roller. He's real cognitive decline. And if he has a stroke, it's over for him. He's now doing heavy-duty NAD 6 to 8 hours a day IV for the next month.
IV.
And I've heard about that. He's the first one I've heard about doing this, but I thought, if I thought I'm that close to a stroke, even though 6 hours a day of IV, it's no different than people who go chemo for hours.
Or binge-watch Game of Thrones.
Or Pablo Escobar.
That one too.
Yeah, I've watched all of them. And El Chapo. This is a new place that we're in. And it's really exciting that we can take control of our body, that we can replace what we've lost in the aging process, including nutrients and minerals. And we can determine if we're absorbing our minerals. If you've had a lot of drugs in your life, pharmaceutical drugs, you're not absorbing minerals. You know that.
That's right.
So you have to take them as supplements?
Yeah, but you have to be able to absorb them. I write about something called humic and fulvic.
But I like also too, you mentioned a lot of your books, and I think this educates, you know, the public too. And I like to tell my patients this is, I like a lot of type of supplements too in liquid or sublingual form, because this way also you get it right into your system. Because when you swallow things, like sometimes I have patients who come in, they'll see a doctor and they run 50 supplements. And that's a little bit hard on the stomach. And a lot of people, they lose their stomach acid as they get older. See, that's the whole thing too, what Suzanne's pointing out too. We all, it's part of aging. Our hormones go down. Our ability to digest supplements, even our food, goes down. So there are ways that we can do to enhance that.
So Suzanne, you mentioned so many different, you know, minerals and vitamins that are important. How do we kind of figure out how to balance out which ones to take, and how do we take them in liquid, supplement, IV? And I guess with the blood test, we sort of determine what we're deficient in, right? Mm-hmm. But then how do you determine how to take them?
Taking 50 supplements a day is gaggy. Mm-hmm. I do, because I'm on the far end. And but if I only took one supplement, ask me one supplement, I would take a probiotic every morning and every night for the rest of my life. Yeah. Everybody's got something wrong with their gut. Everybody.
If you've ever talk about the gut microbiome here, and that's the recommendation.
If you've ever had an antibiotic, anti takes away, you need probiotic. And I was in the hospital 10 years ago, and I was on IV antibiotics for 6 days, 24 hours a day, for an infection I did not have. Just because you're in the hospital doesn't mean you're getting, you know, the best advice. My gut was never the same again. I didn't know 10 years ago about probiotics. Why didn't the doctors know? They don't. It's in medical school. Everything you know, Dr. Mitchell, is because you learned it outside
100%,
of the box. Because they're not teaching doctors these basic things. Anti takes away, pro puts back.
Yeah, why don't they teach you about probiotics? Because every woman I know knows to take probiotics.
Yeah, I know.
Men don't seem to know.
She makes a great point. But again, you see, that's again too where she took a lot of heat over the years, where it had to come from, unfortunately, forces outside of conventional medicine to say, take a look at this. And something Suzanne said earlier too, I think it's so important, like in her books, and that, and when people read, I like when a patient comes to me and said, I've read all about this. That doesn't intimidate me. Mm-hmm. That's like, okay, we're going to have a good discussion now.
Helps you.
And I'm going to now try to guide you from my experience of treating maybe 1,000 patients who've been on antibiotics, who we need to use a probiotic or rebalance your microbiome. So I think it's important too, this work that she's putting out there, and that hopefully the public and patients find practitioners who are going to work with them. Because I think also to do it alone yourself, I mean, you're very bright and you've had access to a lot of tremendous people.
No, it's scary.
It's very tough.
That's why this book will give you the confidence to ask the right questions.
And you hit the whole spectrum of this book. Like, I was just looking at some of my notes. Like, you know, you talk about stem cell therapy, but I also want to ask about, you mentioned the vegan diet, and I thought this was an interesting quote. You've never heard of a single centenarian, you know, someone who lives over 100 years old who was vegan or vegetarian.
Well, three different scientists now have said to me, vegans don't live as long. And because meat has all the amino acids.
That's right.
When you look at someone who looks really good and the tightness of their skin, that's their amino acids. And
Steve, are you listening?
This is just a temporary phase he's going through.
You know, we've villainized meat, but our bodies were designed for it. So it's just the quality of the meat. Organic, grass-fed. Grass-fed is the key thing. There's one other thing that happens. I know you're going to another question, but I just wanted to say, as we age, we lose hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. Why do you care? Well, if you're not making sufficient hydrochloric acid in your stomach, you can't digest your food. So you can be eating the highest quality food available and you can end up malnourished. And then you're not making sufficient digestive enzymes to grind it all up. I had radiation when I had cancer 20 years ago, a decision I would not make today, and I didn't want to make it then. I got talked into it. I'll never get talked into anything ever again because they immediately after you have radiation and then you have all these terrible reflux and terrible stomach issues and everything, and then they give you Nexium or Prevacid or something like that, and then you feel terrible because you're on these drugs. It turns out that radiation depletes your body's ability to make hydrochloric acid for life. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing to say to someone.
I didn't even know that.
Isn't that interesting?
I know it goes down with people. I see so many patients, as you mentioned in some of your books, with candida yeast overgrowth because they've been on prolonged courses of antibiotics or acid blockers. I mean, again, every commercial you watch is Nexium, Protonix, nothing, you know. And
look how many commercials there are you how prevalent this
is. Now it's over the counter.
Yeah.
So nobody even, you could just do it on your own forever.
And hydrochloric acid is just something that diminishes with aging. Yeah. It's another one of the things that declines, you got to put back in. Mm-hmm. So because I've had radiation, every meal I eat, I take 6 capsules of hydrochloric acid. That's a lot. But I make none. Mm-hmm. So here's what, look at what I do to remain vital and juicy and all the things that I want to be. I completely replace all the hormones that I don't make anymore, all of them. I completely replace the hydrochloric acid my stomach doesn't make. I completely replace the digestive enzymes that my body doesn't make. I take fish oil. I take I take so many things. I'm looking at my cabinet.
What's the NAD booster you take?
My Life Extension NAD booster. I really enjoyed writing about that. The other thing is senolytics. And senolytics, which I had never heard of before I wrote this book. As we get older, our cells fill with cellular debris. That's why that ages us. It makes us sluggish. It makes us slow down. The cells aren't working. You're 40 trillion cells, so your cells aren't working at optimum. Senolytic activator, which is about $8 a month, and you take it once a week, cleans out cellular debris. If you take senolytic activator, and I tell you where to get it in the book. I don't sell it. I wish I did. And NAD, which repairs DNA breaks. Here you have the thing that what we are, which is cells, starting to rejuvenate and heal and come back to optimal life. And that's going to give you longer life, quality of life, and extended life.
Wow. So I have to say, so people, and
Al, can you?
No, it's Steve's fault. It's Steve's fault. Trust me, it's Steve's fault. Unless Alan's the same as Steve, it's Steve's fault.
Are they the same?
So, Suzanne, you're killing me because I got to catch a train.
Oh.
And I want to talk for the next 2 hours with you.
Let's do it again.
But yeah, we have to do it again.
I think this is really
the way through.
One really important for people to know that there's another way.
Yes.
Not that you have to do it this way, but that they're only convinced there's one way, the allopathic way that we've all been doing. And we're over here going, or this, and you might look into it and you might feel better. Maybe you won't. I do. I like the way I'm aging. I thought when I was 73, I'd be old. I'm not old. I'm not old.
You and I see Alan here. Who
very
looks
vibrant.
Like, you guys are like yeah. 30-year-olds. And you have more energy than me. I'm the one I fall asleep in the middle of the day.
But, you know, again, I'm not trying to be young. I don't care about that. I want my insides to be young. And that manifests on the outside. And I love that I've got a whole other chapter.
Yeah.
And probably more after that. And I want women and men to know it ain't over.
And again, this book contains so much information, not only from your own experiences, but from these great interviews you do with innumerable doctors. We can't yeah. countless.
I know,
number
I
doctors.
Never counted them.
We haven't counted them. But you talk about everything from, you know, there's chapters about testosterone and the hormone system. The you talk about toxicity and how the environments we're in are often toxic and how to what to do about that. You talk about the gut. You talk about NAD boosters and senolytics and telomeres, and we didn't get to cannabis and other energy medicines. But fortunately, people can buy your book, A New Way to Age, and get all this. And I'm going to hold you to it that at some point we're going to do a part two of this because I've got selfishly 50 or 60 more questions to ask. So,
Could we do another one? I'd really like
promise?
That.
It's up to you.
Yeah. No.
All right. Good. And I'm sorry.
I'm coming back in the spring, or we could always do this by phone. I'd like to.
Yeah, I'd like to do it in person. So when you're back in few months, we'll do it. And thank you so much. I've been obviously a fan for a long time,
thank you.
And now I'm a fan from this book as well.
Thank you.
I'm super inspired, and I encourage people to read this. We didn't get to everything I wanted. We will get to it. But let's at least pay attention to what you said here and read the book. And thank you once again for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. And great hair.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. How nice.
I'm sorry I had to go.
No, go. Get out of here.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now. Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.